bringing pictures to your ear.
To your ear.
To be viewed. Viewed. In a theater.
Theater.
Of your mind.
Mind.
Hello and good evening. My name is Paul Mack, and you're on Picture Phone at 761-3330, where each Sunday through Thursday, you can hear our output recording, hosted by, one week, myself, Mr. Paul Mack, and the week tape, that's the following week, hosted by Mr. William Wilde. And speaking of such, William, loved your show last week. Thanks for taking us on the road. However, you know, if you wanted a vacation, you could have put in for it. You didn't have to, you know, take us out there into Booniesville and do all that stuff. But, you know, you didn't have to do the show out there in your car. Gosh, I feel bad now. I better give the guy a raise. Anyway, we got a lot of great stuff coming up on this tape. We have a lot of your live phone calls and talking about movies and such and all kinds of neat things. I'd like you to all tell your friends about Picture Phone and to be sure and participate every Friday and Saturday right here at 761-3330, where you, too, could be a Picture Phone star. And now, let's get on with another week of Picture Phone stuff.
You and me together will be forever, you'll see. We'll always be good company. You and me, just wait and see.
Good night, Oliver.
By your baby with a Dixie melody. When you
one more rocker by
rocker by your curva with a clip.
I'll underline it.
Take five, rockabye your baby.
One, two, three.
Rockabye your baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon a tune from the heart of Dixie, just hang my crater, mammy mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia.
Again.
To Tennessee with all the love that's in ya. Weep no more, my lady. Sing that song for me.
Crater. Hang my crater. What's that?
I'm saying cradle. You want to bet?
Yeah.
Not me. Hang my crater.
He's lucky I'm not saying canadle, C-R-A-D-A-D-L. Hang my ladle.
Hang my ladle in the kitchen, mammy mine. Steck us a rein in point. I'm laughing. I'm paying for the date. Hurry up.
Take six, maybe. You rock a by your baby.
From a place where the wild side really is a run of the mills. Okay, okay. Let's just say it fits the bill. Paul Mack presents Picture Phone, where pictures talk and people listen. Only on 761-3330.
The opinions about to be expressed on Orson's Corner
are an... Your introduction is canceled.
Wait a minute.
I'm sitting on you.
And there are no lines before...
Oh, shut up. Orson. Orson Welles. Hello, ladies and gentlemen out there, and welcome to another fine edition of Orson's Corner, where every other week I will review a new film. Today, I am reviewing The Naked Gun 2.5, The Smell of Fear. I hated it. I hate comedy. There is no room for comedy. In a world gone haywire, there is no room for comedy. These people try to make you laugh with sight gags. Yes, oh, they're so funny. So funny, but would they be laughing if Martians came down and landed in their own backyards with the blackbirds tearing at the Martian flesh? Where's the humor in that? Are you laughing now, Mr. Zucker? Oh, now for a counterpoint. Ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to present to you Mr. Bob Hope.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Welcome to my show right here. This
Excuse
is something else, huh?
Me. Bob, this is Orson's Corner.
Yes, sir.
I'll remind you, it's my show.
Let me tell you, we got Orson Welles right here. And isn't he something now? Let me tell you about this guy.
Thank
hey, you look pretty good for a guy that hasn't been with us for about six or seven years.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. What are you on, the Pritikin diet now? Isn't that something now?
The review, Bob.
Yeah, just don't eat for 6 years and you lose a little weight, let me tell you. Hey. We're talking about The Naked Gun, Part 2.5.
Yes.
Hey, oh, by the way, which reminds me, Orson, you know, the one thing we have in common is we were both on the Lucy show together. And, you know, we were both guests.
I hated that redhead.
Oh, she was something, you know. When she was with Desi, you
do
know.
Do the review, please.
What, she
Thank
never
you.
She never slept with you? Anyway, hey, gentlemen, this is Bob Hope, and we're here to talk about The Naked Gun, Part 2.5. Let me tell you this. We got a wonderful review here for you. I love The Naked Gun Part 2 and a half, The Smell of Fear. And boy, I could still smell that thing. The comedy was... Oh, where's my cue? Flip it, Barney. Flip it. I need the cue card on that thing. Go back one. Yeah. Right. Yeah. The Naked Gun Part 2.5,
oh,
The Smell
the
of
love
Comedy.
Of all that is holy.
The Smell of Holy Comedy. Wait a minute. All right, can we do that again? Cut it.
We can cut.
The Naked Gun Part 2.5.
Look what up. Did you say?
The Naked Gun Part 2.5, right here. Wait a minute. Where's my...
I can't believe you.
I need a little spritzer. What's
Stop.
The... Huh?
Bob, something's happened to
What's
the way
problem?
You speak.
I love those breasts
In
on that
these
gal.
Years that you have grown old,
gal had some...
your words have become slurred.
Wonderful breasts on that woman. I want
no,
to tell
Bob.
Huh?
Pronounce it like this.
What's that?
Breasts. Breasts. Wonderful breasts
yeah.
on the woman.
Let me tell you, there were some
See
beautiful buds.
Say
huh?
it. Hear how it
breast.
Rolls. The
Let me
breast,
try.
It just rolls
wait,
off
wait.
Your tongue.
Hold on a minute, will you? Barney, flip that thing, will you? Go to the breast thing.
Okay. Why are we talking
Let me
about
say that.
Breasts?
Let me try it. Breast. Yeah. Hey, that was it, wasn't
You're
it?
Hopeless.
Hopeless, hey. They used to call me Hope Leslie. That was my real name back in the
old
days.
My day, women weren't supposed to have breasts.
Yeah, but I used them anyway, let
Your
me tell you that.
Your counterpoint is over.
Wait a minute,
I'm sitting on your cue cards.
That's our show for tonight, folks, so good night.
Humorous movies, I don't want them here. Instead, make a film about horror or fear. All chuckles release, should soon be deceased. Instead, watch me playing King Lear.
Thank you. Orson Welles, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I got a theme song, too. Let's see if I can get a wedge and dig up my cue cards. Let's do it. Thanks for the memories of Orson's funny rap and our dear host, Paul Mack. Although dear Orson rambles on, he's still a pleasant chap. He paid me so much, you better believe it. Thank you, Priscilla and Leslie. Your comedy filled me immensely. But where were your songs, Elvis Presley? The Zuckers chose to decompose. Thanks for the memories, the gals I used to date, and breasts that were just great. Thank God my cue cards didn't crumble under Orson's weight. We thank you so much. Why is it Christmas in here?
I thought I heard a stranger. We've got chicken tonight. Strangest damn things. They're man-made. Little damn things. Smaller than my fist. If they're new. I'm Bill.
Hello. I'm Henry.
Well, it's time to see what you guys had to say on the live talk show portion of Picture Phone. And this Saturday, we'll be taking your calls once again from 11 p.m. Saturday night until 1 a.m. Sunday morning. So if you give me a call, we could talk about everything from A movies to B movies and even other things. And also, I'll be taking any trivia on Bob Hope. So guys, call in and let me know what you think about Bob Hope. If you've got a question you might like to stump me with, now's your chance. Let's see who's calling in. Hello, Picture Phone.
Hello.
Hello, party.
Yeah.
What can I do for you today?
Well, I heard for the grapevine that you were interested in competing Bob Hope trivia, stuff like that.
Bob Hope trivia. What do you want to know about Bob Hope?
Well, actually, I just wanted to challenge you.
Oh, you want to challenge me?
Okay.
All right, what's the challenge?
Okay, on Mighty Mouse New Adventures, a caricature of Bob Hope appeared on the series.
Oh my. Is this about Mighty Mouse now? Okay.
What was the name of the character?
You got me. You got me. What was the character's name?
Ski Nose.
You know, that's what he used to be called on his CB channel. He used to call himself Ski Nose. Do you know, is there really a Bob Hope character on Mighty Mouse?
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding.
Yeah, the episode in question was a parody of Batman. Bat.
Well, I gotta see that. Well, if anybody, if you can come up with that clip, you know, get it over to me. We'd love to see it out here. Any other questions you have about Bob?
Not really.
Well, you stumped me on the Bob Hope trivia. I wish I had something to give you, but all I can give you is 761-3330, 24 hours a day. Hey, thanks for calling in, Mike.
All right.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Yeah, this is 761-3330.
Yes, it is. Who's on the line?
I'm on the line?
Yes, you are.
Wow, that's terrific. Okay, I just want to say that I'm enjoying the Paul Mack telephone line.
You are.
And I'm glad to have you back.
Well, you can have my front, too. No, seriously, that's for the women. No, I'm just kidding.
Who is this?
This? Who is this?
Who?
This is Paul Mack.
This is Paul Mack?
Yeah, here, I'll prove it to you. Wonderful, thank you.
What's your latest movie project that you're working on now?
Well, my latest movie project is entitled, funny you should ask, because it's entitled That Little Monster.
Right?
Yeah. Without the pause after. That Little Monster. And we'll be talking about it on the lines and letting everybody on here know where they can go and see it when it premieres early next year. And we hope to have everybody that calls this Picture Phone to come out and see it early next year. That Little Monster. So you've been calling my line for a while, haven't you?
Okay.
Have you been calling for a while?
I'm sorry?
Have you been calling for a while?
Yes, I have been calling this line for quite a long time, since 1981.
81. Well, that's pretty damn good, considering I only went up in 83.
I'm calling from Glendale.
Glendale. And your name is, what's your name?
My name is Wesley Johnson. My telephone number.
No. Don't give it. Don't give out your phone number. You'll get millions of calls. People, this is going out live. We don't want people to hear this.
Right.
But anyway, Leslie, we thank you for calling, and you know, Bob Hope's... Did you know that Bob... Did you know that Bob Hope's name was originally Leslie?
Who?
Bob Hope.
Yeah.
It was Leslie. You know, in school, they used to call him Hope Leslie. Anyway, thanks for calling, Les.
Oh, okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Better than dead, I'm alive with Paul Mack. Here, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Who's calling in here?
This is Sharon.
Sharon! And you're calling Picture Phone here. Sharon, have you seen any movies recently? Or is there anything you want to talk about?
Have you seen any movies lately?
Have we? You got to speak up a little louder.
A little louder?
That's better.
Okay.
Any movies?
Oh, we saw Postcards from the Edge last night.
Postcards from the Edge. Well... About 12 months too late, but tell us about it anyway.
It was okay. It was cute.
Cute and okay. Just like my dog.
Yeah.
Would you recommend this to be rented on video cassette?
Well, that's what we did.
Yeah. And were you interrupted?
Were we interrupted?
Yeah.
Were we interrupted? Only by an occasional fart or something. Not mine, of course.
Yeah. Well, sounds real good.
You know who this is, don't you?
Yeah, this is Sharon.
Yeah, but I mean, do you know who I am?
Should I know you?
Yeah, I was at your house with Ron.
All right, that's enough. You've been at a Picture Phone Studios? Well, you're supposed to talk about movies or things, you know.
You said call me up, I'll be your psychiatrist.
Yeah, do you need any help?
Sure.
Like what kind?
Oh, God, I don't know. All kinds of freaky things have been going on.
Don't talk about the uncle like that.
He's not my uncle.
So, yeah, movies are what we're talking about. Did you ever call Picture Phone?
Yeah, I did. I heard the tape by William Wiles. It was an old one, I guess.
Old?
Well, you said it was like one of his first ones.
Well, he had a tape on a couple of weeks ago. He got it on a little late.
Uh-huh.
When he doesn't get a tape on, you know, right away, we'll put a rerun on.
Yeah.
Usually it's every Sunday through Thursday, but looks like William's going to be a little late this week. Any other movies you've seen? Do you go to the movies very often?
Well, actually, I saw a movie that I worked on.
What did you work on?
Falling in Love Again.
Oh, yeah? No, I don't want to know about your life story. I want to know about a movie you worked on.
No, that was what the movie was called.
No, all right.
Down in New York, Elliot Gould, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Kay Ballard.
And what do you do on this film?
Makeup.
And whose makeup did you do?
Well, just about all the principal characters.
So you did Michelle?
Uh-huh.
Now, how is she to work with?
Well, it was kind of a long time ago. It was the late 70s.
The late 70s, and you're telling me about it now?
Well, just, you know, I mean, I saw it.
Get a life! I mean, come on, what have you worked on lately? What are you, on unemployment or something?
Shadow of the Dragon, okay?
Shadow of the Dragon. Oh, boy, don't talk about that, Lemon. Forget it, you know. William Wilde's working on that picture. What about that little monster?
Well, I haven't worked on any of your pictures.
Well, that's okay. We only use professionals.
I see your little model of the baby with the eyes all over the, little pajama thing there.
Yeah, he's a scary little devil. So, would you be looking for...
I thought there was quite a resemblance, though.
Yeah, huh?
I thought there was quite a resemblance.
Wait a minute.
Model.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Except his head was a little bit bigger.
I modeled for it personally.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, anyway, I want to thank you for calling Picture Phone here and talking to us live. And, you know, if you ever get a job outside of something like Shadow of the Dragon, let us know about it, won't you?
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Late night with the Mac. Hello there.
Paul Mack?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
You can't believe it.
I can't believe it, man.
Can you speak up a little more for us?
What?
Yeah, there you have it. You can't believe what?
Yeah, that I'm actually getting to talk to you live. I don't know.
Well, it's better than dead, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Dead or alive, I'm here.
What's going on with your wife? Did you break up or is it a joke? The whole thing was a joke, huh?
You know, it was Picture Phone. Yeah. The deal with my wife, well, that's still pending, but, you know, we'll leave that to your imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you seen any movies this weekend?
Yeah, not this weekend, last weekend, dude.
What'd you see?
Gee, I forgot the show. Oh, yeah, Jungle Fever.
Jungle Fever. What'd you think?
Good movie.
Good movie. How do you feel about interracial relationships?
Yeah, it's cool. It depends on the person, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, have you ever had an interracial relationship?
I've got one, a few. I've had a few mixtures, yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. And how did that go for you? Did you end up breaking up and going back to your wife? Oh.
I see. You must be thinking of somebody else. I don't
know. No, I'm thinking about the movie Jungle Fever. No, but Jungle Fever, very interesting film.
Oh, I cut another movie that should be outlawed. It was called Dice Rules, dude, before I go.
Oh, yeah? How'd you see that?
What?
How'd you see that?
What do you mean, how'd I
mean,
I mean
yeah, where, what's it called?
It's called Dice Rules.
Who's in that?
Andrew Dice Clay's in like
it. Oh, is that a concert film?
Yeah.
And how was that film?
Well, he's pretty terrible. I could only stand about a half hour of it, and then, I split. It got too obscene. You know?
Yeah, pretty obscene, huh? What do they do, a lot of language?
Yeah, he badmouths everybody, you know, all races and women and everything. And just about everything but Jews, because he's Jewish, so he doesn't badmouth Jews.
Is that right?
Badmouth Japanese, and, you know, just everybody can think.
So not a good idea to go out and see that.
They like that type of movie.
Yeah.
Real sexist guy, too. Start with, you know, talking down on women and everything, making them seem like tramps.
Well, Bob, I sure don't like Andrew Dice Clay. He's a little bit too, not that I have a problem with freedom of expression or speech, but, you know, he's, you know, the humor is not, right. I think he's got a small group of followers. Well, I mean, not small, but I mean, just enough crazies out there that like that kind of thing. Now, I'm not knocking Andrew Dice, but I'm just saying I personally don't endorse the kind of comedy he does. Pick your phone. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Who's this?
This is Todd the Imposter.
I see. Now, are there any films out currently that... Do you go to movies?
Yeah, actually, I just went to one today.
You did. What'd you see?
I saw The Naked Gun 2.5.
You did. What'd you think?
I didn't think it was as good as the first one, but it wasn't bad. I read the review for it in the LA Times. It was sort of harsh.
I'm going to see it tomorrow at Paramount, so I will give my opinion on that after I've seen it. But the previews look pretty darn funny. Now, would you say that you saw the previews, right? For Naked Gun?
No, actually, I didn't see them on TV.
Oh, you never saw any previews for the movie? Well, it made it look very funny, very, very hilarious, a lot like the first one, if not even more so. But you're saying you were disappointed by this film.
Actually, I wasn't disappointed because I was expecting low after what I read about it in the paper.
Right. But, so you were kind of prepared for it not to be that great, and you went in and it was okay, but not as good as the first.
Yeah, the first one was definitely better, but it would be hard to top the first one. That was really good in my opinion.
I see, but you would recommend that people do still go out and see Naked Gun 2.5, this smell of fear. Thank good this isn't Smellophone. Not to be looking forward to it as being as good as the first.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. If you liked the first one, you should definitely just go and see it, because it is a lot in the same format and everything. And
thanks, Todd.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Do you suffer from dry, chapped, flaky skin? Taj Mahal lotion has been enriched with more natural moisturizers to give you soft, smooth-feeling skin all over. Taj Mahal absorbs quickly, providing non-greasy, naturally beautiful skin. It's perfect for hands, arms, legs, all over your body. For skin as smooth as marble, try Taj Mahal.
Jerry a commencé très tôt à faire du cinéma, des films d'amateurs avec les voisins. Et il nous dira aussi qu'il a commencé très tôt à penser au cinéma.
Yeah, I snuck in a few. Sure, I co-directed on an unofficial basis, as it were. It was necessary, along with diabolical planning. It had to be, because that's really where my love lies. And I have, as I told you many times, I have fallen on my fanny for a good many years, and it's just delightful to get behind the camera and have another fool do it for me. I think subconsciously, yes, right from the beginning, because I was much too curious about technique and the development of film just to pass the time. I wasn't really made aware of my interest until I started to put some of my information that I had gathered along the way to use. And the home movies, of course, which I thought was nothing more than just playing and fun, was literally an exercise. Anyone that happened to be in the neighborhood was in the movie. And if anybody couldn't make it, we just killed them.
Yes. And they were
pick up the telephone, hello, what happened? Killed on Pico Boulevard by a flying wedge shot. What a shame. And we get someone else.
Life at last.
Salutations from the other side. I can see that you're the devil's pride. Do you realize that all of you don't need some hope? Do you hate it? Every part of you. I'm your nightmares coming true. I am your crime.
Hello, everybody. It's Amy Nitrate calling with yet another concert movie review. This time I have watched U2's Rattle and Hum. And like the Doors movie, if you're a rock and roll fan, you'll really dig on U2's Rattle and Hum. And if you love U2, well, then you'll love this movie because it captures the spirit, the spark, and just everything about the band. Plus, one of the funny, yummy in the movie, too. And it just really captures what a great band U2 really is.
Hello, everybody. It's Gypsy, and I usually don't call this line because I'm into bashing and trashing people, and that's not allowed. But since I did see a movie, I thought that I would call and leave my review.
Oh, my God, it's a stolen idea.
I love it. No, okay, seriously. I did go see Rocketeer. I loved it. I thought it was great. And, it's just, you know, it's the old story. Guy has girl, guy loses girl, because, they just don't see eye to eye. And then he wins her back. I don't know. It's really good. You know, I would, recommend it. And if you like, adventurous love story type thing, you'll like it. It's really good. Anyways, so that's my input, and, if you guys ever put up a line where you're allowed to bash and trash people, I'll be calling much more often.
Oh. Oh, God. Speaking of capturing, I hope I look good again. I mean, knowing that I am on picture phone. Oh, I just hope everybody thinks I look good. Oh, Amy Nitrate, what do you have to worry about? You know you look good.
What wouldst thou know, my queen?
Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?
Hello, picture phone. I want to say it is great.
Thank
I
you.
Love it. I love it. I love it. Keep up the good work. Talk to you all later.
Thank you.
Hi there, everyone. This is DJ Kelly here. And hello, William. How you doing, guys? Anyway, can someone call in with a review for Robin Hood and the Rocketeer? So I've been hearing from a lot of people on KABC radio, the adults especially, who have called in and said, oh, I didn't like either one because it was just too slow, too, you know, whatever.
Spit it out.
It wasn't fast enough, not enough action. I guess in either picture. I don't know. I haven't seen either one yet, so if somebody could call in and tell me if they liked it or not, it might persuade or do it.
Talk.
Who knows?
Don't do that! Don't push touch tones when you're talking to me on this thing! Anyway, folks, I don't know what to tell you. Just, that's about gonna do it for another week of Picture Phone Fun. And I want to thank you all for calling here at 761-3330. Remember, this Saturday night, from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. Sunday, I'll be taking your live calls. And to remember and call each Friday and Saturday to leave your film reviews. Next week, a tape by William Wilde, right here on Paul Mac Presents. And this has been presented for the week of July 7th through the 11th, 1991. This tape will repeat momentarily. Thank you.
Please! Please!